forum, but we have some folks that have come to be heard, and we're going to hear them. So we'll deviate from the agenda. And let me open my masterpiece here. And if there are no objections, we will take item three. And I will let or ask the director speak to that issue.
Well, thank you very much.
Public input.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And I simply want to acknowledge the fact that there are persons who are here who wish to be heard, and the fact that you have chosen to respect their time by moving matters forward in anticipation of the arrival of an additional director is certainly appreciated. The matter before us with respect to item three is the Crenshaw-Lay X Transit Corridor project, and many of us know it's the first major transit project managed by Metro to be financed primarily by the Measure R resources. And I think it's worthy of note that upon completion, that this particular corridor will serve all county residents by providing rail transit connection to LAX and be the first competitive, or that I should say comprehensive, north-south light rail option in the western portion of LA County. I think this should be put in the proper context. It shouldn't be thought of as reducible to a specific community or limited communities, but in fact represents a regional feature of what it means to have what I've argued for all along, a rational, equitable, and finally regional transit system. This is a major piece of it. And in addition to that, this transportation investment will provide economic development and job creation opportunities along the Crenshaw Corridor through the city of Inglewood and on past there to the South Bay. And thus the consensus that was wrought when the board chose to move forward with Crenshaw to LAX. And so to date, I think it's worth noting, and many people will appreciate, that considerable positive movement has occurred related to this project. Most of you will recall this past summer when U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer was instrumental in securing a federal TIFIA loan, and that came as a result of the work of many of us, not the least of whom would have been board members who worked very, very hard. The mayor of Los Angeles being one, myself, staff, saying that this was well worth our effort. And she stepped up with the full support of the Obama administration. So we had a huge announcement this past summer to memorialize that commitment. Vernon and Crenshaw was the designated place of that event. It was raining like no one would have anticipated, but nonetheless, it was done. And so I want to say that the public meetings conducted by Metro up to this point, you know, the residents of several communities, View Park, Leimert Park, and Park Mesa Heights have, you know, strongly favored two design elements that constitute the essence of the motion that I've brought forward. One is undergrounding the segment of the line from 48th Street to 59th Street along Crenshaw, and including Leimert Park station at the intersection of Vernon Avenue and Crenshaw Boulevard, Both of these are historic, noteworthy neighborhoods. And I make reference to the fact that the Leimert Park station was the site of the major press conference with Senator Boxer. This particular station at Vernon and Crenshaw will have optimal impact on the economic development potential of the line, particularly as it relates to transit-oriented development. It's no small thing to realize that the public sector has a significant role to play in development of communities. Transportation is one such very, very important element of that. And so this particular station commends itself because of its potential in that regard. And then a metro study itself on the Park Mesa Heights grade separation analysis in June of last year concluded the following, that a below grade alignment would do, one, improve travel time for all passengers to the LAX airport, two, increase ridership on the line by some 700 passengers per day, three, reduce potential safety concerns at schools and other sensitive uses, four, minimize disruption to local businesses, and five, prevent gridlock on surface streets. Now, once again, I cite the study done by Metro in June of last year. And so the point is, inclusion of these two design elements is critical to ensure that Measure R this Measure R project is built in a manner that is both responsive to the range of community concerns that have been articulated and does not miss an opportunity to serve some of the important neighborhoods that stand to be benefited by it and can enhance the objectives that we seek. So my objective here is to urge support of the motion to amend the Crenshaw LAX Transit Corridor project to include the Leimert Park Vernon Station and the undergrounding of the segment of the alignment from 48th to 49th Streets as a part of the base project. I thank you for the opportunity to put that on the record, Madam Chair, and would urge a hearing from those who came to comment on the matter as we go forward.
Thank you very much, Director. And we will take public comment at this time. And I have a group of folks here. First is James Westbrooks, representing State Senator Curran Price, to be followed by Michael S. Jones.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is James Westbrooks, and I serve as District Director for State Senator Curran Price. And Senator Price wanted me to come here today to express his strong support for Supervisor Mark Riley Thomas' motion regarding the Crenshaw LAX Transit Corridor Project. This project will provide pedestrian safety, decrease traffic congestion, improve travel time, and increase ridership of the, for the community and throughout South Los Angeles. And this proposal has broad-based support, and it is his hope that consensus can be met to bring a metro station to the region in a rail line below grade segment, which would benefit the greater Los Angeles area. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Michael Jones, to be followed by Reverend William D. Smart, Jr.
Good afternoon. My name is Michael Jones, President and CEO of the Crenshaw Chamber of Commerce. I represent 233 businesses in, on, and along the Crenshaw Corridor. We're excited about the success initially of the LAX line. However, we have two issues that remain in our community. One is we need a station at Leimert Park. The second is the undergrounding of the train from 48th to 59th Street. We oftentimes talk about the Crenshaw line or the Crenshaw Boulevard being like the Nile River. The Nile River was responsible for culture, commerce, and connectivity. And if you think about Crenshaw, it does the same thing. Leimert Park we call the jewel of the Nile because of the development that is scheduled and the things that are beginning to happen there. So we would really like for economic development for Leimert Park not to be excluded as far as a station, and then also all the businesses along Crenshaw around the latter part, 48th to 59th Street, we don't want them to be interrupted. So we support Mark Ridley Thomas's motion, and we ask that you approve it.
Thank you. Next, Reverend Smart, to be followed by Jared Wright.
Good afternoon. I'm Reverend William D. Smart, Jr., President of the Board for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference and also Pastor of Christ Liberation Ministries. You know, I've lived in a lot of cities in America, and I've been here for 15 years, and one of the things I like about L.A. is that you can basically get around. I have a tap card, and I use it. Because of the environmental justice work I do, I use it. And I live about two blocks from Vernon and Crenshaw, and I would think this would be a very positive thing because it helps people. It's a major corridor to the county, as the supervisor said, but most importantly, it allows our community to thrive in a very positive way. Yes, during construction, there'll be some downtime, but once the construction is made, it will make it more prosperous, because studies do show how stops on various metro lines and bus lines helps to inhibit and create better economics in that area. Not inhibit, but increase better economics. And so we're very supportive of this development and the motion by our supervisor.
Thank you. Gerard Wright, to be followed by Leon Jenkins.
Okay. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, committee members. I just want to lend my support to the Leimert Park Station. It's the cultural jewel of South Los Angeles. It needs to be there. It needs to be present. There's one concern I have with the motion, and that is with the transferring of Measure R funds. This very metro board has been work diligently to ensure that there is equity across all the regions and that we do not have a project such as the Purple Line try to steal funds from other Measure R projects. And that stipulation in there is setting a precedent, the very precedent that many board of directors feel you don't want to have take place, which is the transferring of one pot of money for another. It's creating a separate but equal rule that will jeopardize all our projects, and I think that's something we do not want to go down that road, technically and financially, because it will go right back to where we were in the mid-90s. So I lend my support for Leimert Park Station, but I do question this transferring of Measure R funds. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Jenkins, to be followed by Denny Schneider. I hope Schneider's correct.
Good afternoon. My name is Leon Jenkins. I'm the president of Los Angeles NAACP. While I am, and our branch is very supportive of the motion, we just like to indicate to this body, we don't want you to leave it in its form. You have to approve what Mark has done, because you're giving us line, but you're taking away our business. If we don't have that stop at Leimert Park, which is the heart of a lot of African-American businesses, and it brings together that community, you're taking away some from us. If you have that line that goes from 48th to 59th above ground, what you do, you can't make left turns. You're going to take away some parking. You're taking away something from us. We love to have the line, but we want you to give us the line and let us keep what we got, as opposed to taking some from us. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Schneider, to be followed by Kimberly Richards.
Denny Schneider, Westchester Neighbors Association. I, too, am here to praise the idea of undergrounding. We had the problems around Westchester Playa del Rey areas with the airport expansion 25 years ago, and it took us 20 years to recover. We should not have that happen again. The train is a vital element to go from north to south. The freeways are already clogged. We cannot handle that anymore. We need the extensions down into the South Bay that will generate much more business for all of us. On a separate note, I would urge you also, though, to take a look at the Westchester station, which is still optional, and it would be the only other optional. We will have the burden of a train going through. We need the benefits as well. Thank you.
Kimberly Richards, to be followed by Ray Jones.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Kimberly Richards, speaking as an official of this agency, as a member of one of the service councils. Because this is outside the scope of my council, I do not feel qualified to speak on the merits of the project itself. However, I must raise a procedural matter. Director Liberty Thomas's motion calls for the redirection of monies, the potential reissuance of a draft EIR-EIS, looking into additional funding options. I believe this committee does not have the jurisdiction. This matter should have gone through the Planning and Programming Committee, and I urgently request that this matter be held and taken up by that committee in next month's board cycle. Thank you.
Ray Jones, to be followed by Damian Goodman.
My name is Ray Jones. I'm a Leimert Park resident. I also own a business in Leimert Park, Radiant Communications. As executive director of Great Beginnings for Black Babies, as well as a member of the South LA Executive Directors Forum, we wholeheartedly support Supervisor Mark Billy Thomas's motion. Thank you.
Damian Goodman, to be followed by Nana Gyamfi. Gyamfi? Is that even close? You'll tell me when you get here.
Board members, the stakes for the Crenshaw Lion are much higher than Expo. Crenshaw is a name in a community that is known throughout this country from the Appalachian Mountains to the south side of Chicago to the halls of Congress. It is a nationally recognized African-American community, the last remaining black commercial corridor in all of Southern California. The impacts of 4 to 5 years of disruptive street level construction in the Park Mesa Heights segment, coupled with cut and cover construction from 60th to 67th, will kill the Crenshaw economy. This agency has a choice to make, and it could not be more stark. Will it extend the Board Tunnel, which currently ends at 48th Street, the entirety of Crenshaw Boulevard, and provide for us the greatest opportunity for economic revitalization ever provided an African-American community in this city? Or will the agency be known as the one that put the nail in the coffin to America's, to the second largest city's last African-American business community? Choose wisely. The country will be watching.
Anna, you tell me. To be followed by, I believe it's Jacqueline Walker.
Yes. Good afternoon. It is close. Nana Gyamfi. Thank you very much. I'm an attorney in the community, a resident of the Hyde Park area, a member of the Friends of Afiba Center, which is a community organization that's existed in the old firehouse near Crenshaw and Slauson for the past 10 years. Have a farmer's market there, have 300 programs that operate there and work with other members in the community. And I cannot add much more to what Mr. Goodman has said so well about the need to protect the community. The businesses will be closed. They're struggling now. They need to be able to recover. There is no place like Leimert Park in the world, and I'm from the continent of Africa in Ghana, that connects African black folks from around the diaspora in the cultural, spiritual, artistic, political, economic way that Leimert Park does. We need a station at Leimert Park. We need underground so that we can protect our children and protect our businesses. We wholeheartedly support the supervisor's motion.
Thank you. Jacqueline Walker, to be followed by Linda Ricks.
Good morning. I'm Jacqueline DuPont Walker, president of Ward Economic Development Corporation. We are a stakeholder on the Crenshaw Corridor, having constructed recently Rosa Parks Villas, 60 units of senior housing. Some residents who are here today because they really want to support the motion of Supervisor Ridley Thomas. I lift to you three city names, Allensworth, Eatonville, Rosewood. Cities that are no longer in existence. And a lot of that demise is attributed to a failure of rail system to stop at those communities at a critical point in history. I lift that because Leimert Park is at that critical phase. The Crenshaw Corridor is one of the most heavily traveled corridors. The city of Los Angeles was able to receive its only Prop 1C application because of the Crenshaw Corridor, where Rosa Parks Villas serves at the Anchor Project. We are saddened that the rail line is not coming north to Rosa Parks Villas, but we support the line being on Crenshaw and the ability to access it. Please support Supervisor's motion.
Thank you. Linda Ricks, to be followed by Marie Bryant.
Good afternoon. My name is Linda Ricks, and I represent Hope Hyde Park Organization for Powership Empowerment. I support this the supervisor's position. The rail running at grade will pass by four schools. If it's at grade, these kids in those schools will be in danger. Underground is the way to go for safety for our children.
Thank you. Marie Bryant, to be followed by Wanda Dean.
My name is Marie Bryant. I'm a stakeholder in the Park Mesa Heights community, Angeles Mesa in particular. I support the supervisor's motion wholeheartedly. The advantage of having a station at Leimert Park Village will serve as an important cultural and commercial, which serves as an important commercial and cultural center in the area, will prosper from this having a station there. And I know how this will also increase spending and increase more funds coming through to other rail projects because of proper Prop R. It will serve the Vision Theater, which is now going through a multi-million dollar renovation. And also, I support the underground from 48th Street to 59th Street. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Wanda Dean, Diz and David, E-A-N, and I'm with Park Mesa Heights Community Council. We support Supervisor Ridley Thomas's motion regarding Crenshaw LAX Transit Corridor.
Thank you. And Andrea Canty? Rhea?
Good morning, Chair and committee members. My name is Andrea Canty, and I am a member of the Dorsey High School Alumni Association, North Area Neighborhood Council, education rep, and also a community member. And I support Mark Ridley Thomas's initiative before you today, because I think that is going to benefit the community in several ways. Number one, it will preserve the Crenshaw community that we have. The Crenshaw community is like the Beverly Hills to African American people. And with the train coming down at grade, that is certainly going to sever that sense of community that we have, and that historical preservation that has been built over the years. I think that we deserve to be treated like other communities. You'll have increased ridership with a stop at Leimert Park so that we can easily go there and attend those functions. Initially, at Dorsey on the Expo line, a student died and MTA is being blamed for that. We needed to go underground to support the students at Crenshaw High and also at View Park. Thank you.
That concludes the public input. I don't have another card.
I gave him a bunch of cards.
I have cards. These are the cards that I have up here.
Do you have Pat Simmons' name on
you? Okay. Is there any, are there others that we?
You had it listed on number two, but I think you meant three.
Yeah, see, that's, yep.
If you notice, I had Pete.
Okay. Excuse me. Here's the problem. As Director Ridley Thomas has said, you indicated number two, but the item is...
No, there's three on there. Take a look at it. It's hard to read. Take a look at it. That's all you have to do. Just walk towards the mic.
Clint Simmons.
Is that three or two, ma'am?
It's your opportunity to speak, sir.
Yes, thank you. There is no number on here, so.
Okay, well, thank you. My name is Clint Simmons. I'm with the West Adams Neighborhood Council, and I'm here representing the Neighborhood Council and in support of Mark Ridley Thomas' motion. There are two facts of this particular motion that is very interesting to our community. One is safety. We have learned a great deal from the Expo line when it passed by a school. It's not running at the present time, but we anticipate a lot of kids be hurt and some death as a process of the way this design is constructed. And this line will also pass by three schools if it go at grade between 48th and 59th. The next area is concerning the historic value of Crenshaw Boulevard. The African-American community started with Central Avenue. Then we moved to Weston. Now we're at Crenshaw, and that's the last one that we do have. And without a stop at Leimert, which is at the Vernon Station there, this would wipe out any of our visitation to our historic area in that particular part of Los Angeles. And so we are here at the West Adam Neighborhood Council in support of Mark Whitley Thomas's motion. Thank you for giving me a chance to speak.
Thank you, Mr.
Sorry we had a mix up there, but we did get the point over as well.
Thank you. All right, then.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Madam Chair. We do now have a quorum. I don't know if you want to set the...
I would suggest that we pass this to the full board, because we don't have a quorum.
We do have a quorum now.
We do have a quorum. I'm sorry.
Second the motion.
No objections? So ordered. This will be heard as a full board next Thursday.
Madam Chair, if I may... Supervisor Antonovich was seconding the motion that I brought forward.
I beg your pardon. Okay.
Oh, it seems to me
you
that
did not understand that. Okay. So your second was to the motion by Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas.
Yes.
Okay. Then we'll regroup. You want to call a roll?
Aye.
No. And I will tell you why I voted no. Before a decision can be made, we have a report that never came before the board. It was withdrawn twice. It was the Hatch-Mott-McDonald study, and I believe it must come before the full board before we can make an informed decision on the motion. So.
All right. It would seem to me that it's certainly within the procedure, although it is a full matter of public record as to the sentiment of the stakeholders. And perhaps, Madam Chair, the proper thing to do is to have a fuller hearing in the context of the entirety of the board. That would be inconsistent with our rules. And at that point, I think the opportunity will be afforded to make the case in a more compelling way.
And I think that's fine. I think that's necessary. But I also think it's necessary to have this particular item that has been pulled twice as a part of the report.
That would be a direction to the staff then,
right,
to be prepared. And if the chair so wishes, I'm prepared to support staff preparation so that the conversation is more informed than would otherwise be the case.
Thank you very much. So let it be known, okay? So we'll move forward then. This will go to the board as stated.
All right. So, Madam Chair, for the benefit of the audience, this matter then will be set for the full board on the 28th of this month, at which time we will discuss the issue. And so it is documented as to what the sentiments of several stakeholders is, and another opportunity will be presented by the entirety of the board, who will then dispose of the matter according to its wishes. And so I want to thank everyone for being here. It's important that we're here every time our business is on the agenda, and it has been conducted in an appropriate way. So thank you very much.
And I want to speak to that, if I may, because many times, due to the enthusiasm of the folks that are speaking on the issues, it gets a little disconnected. So I want to thank you all for staying to the point and for presenting your opinions so forcefully. Thank you very much. Now, if we may go back to the regular business, we will receive the Measure R program update.
Madam Chair, there have been no significant changes to the report other than the progress is being made, so I recommend we skip that and move to the next item.
No objections. We'll move on. Item number 2 on the agenda. This says 1. Okay, I'm sorry. And let me, if I may, I made an error. Dr. Clyde Williams wanted to speak on item number 1, so have a seat and we'll listen to Dr. Williams. I apologize.
Dr. Clyde Williams, El Sereno, Northeast LA, speaking to what was provided in the foyer and online. Couple issues. Number 1, there's supposed to be a project management information system, but how can you have a project management and information system if in one committee you refer to it as SR710 GAP, while as others you refer to it as SR710 North Extension? Why don't we have a one word for it? Say 710 North versus 710 South. Let's make life easy for ourselves. There's also a matter with a PMIS. You wouldn't be saying winter of 2011 will be the I-710 corridor. Is that after the 23rd of December or the 23rd of October? Or seems strange to have a PMIS almost ready to go on and having such inconsistencies. There's also the I-5 north, south. Where's the central?
Thank you, sir. All right, item number 2.
Good afternoon. Today we're asking you to adopt a location for a maintenance facility site that will be used for the Crenshaw LAX project, among other projects. With the adoption of the locally preferred alternative for the Crenshaw project in December 2009, the previously identified sites were eliminated from further consideration. Since then, we've explored numerous sites and have conducted an environmental analysis as well as the public comment period. The public comment period closed on April 11th, and we're asking the board to adopt the Arborvita Belanca site, site number 14 in the city of LA, as the locally preferred maintenance site. And this is just to adopt the location. We're also asking the board to receive and file the status report on the supplemental environmental document. And with that, I'll turn it over to Roderick Diaz, who can briefly walk you through the site selection process.
Just to begin, I want to set the context for this maintenance facility. We start with the fact that this is under the aegis of the Crenshaw LAX EIR EIS. This is a project that is an 8.5-mile light rail line. And because it connects with the Green Line, this light rail maintenance facility is also relevant for other extensions of the Green Line, namely the South Bay Extension and the LAX Extension. Last December, the board approved a consolidated development strategy for maintenance facilities, and it's within that context that we make this recommendation. Over the last year, since January of 2010, after the board selected the LPA, we have been in an engagement with the public in terms of an identification of new sites for consideration and evaluation criteria. Through a narrowing down of more than 16 sites and up to 18 sites, we have come to 4 sites for consideration in what was published as the supplemental draft EIS, recirculated draft EIR. There ended up being 4 sites considered, 1 each within the city of Los Angeles, Inglewood, Hawthorne, and Redondo Beach. All 3 sites in Los Angeles, Inglewood, and Redondo Beach are all large sites capable of accommodating more long-term needs of these corridors. The Hawthorne site represents a small expansion of the existing Division 22 in Hawthorne. And it's within that context that an evaluation, a summary of these 4 sites is presented. Once again, the 3 sites, sites 14 through 17, are roughly between 14 and 20 acres in size. The smallest site is just 3.5 acres. Those 3 larger sites do accommodate the long-term goals of the 3 projects mentioned, the Crenshaw LAX project, the South Bay Extension, as well as the LAX Extension. Notably, there has been a new residential development that has developed around the Hawthorne Yard that has created some concerns related to the expansion of that facility. We did have a public comment period associated with this environmental document. It closed on the 11th of April. Over 50 comments were received at the two public hearings, and over 30 letters were received. A majority of the comments were related to the smallest of the sites, concerns expressed by residents associated with Division 22. And in order of decreasing number of comments, other comments were received on sites 17, 15, and 14. Notably, there were concerns about the relocation of a very large tenant on site 17. It's with this context that we make the recommendation for what is called Site 14, the Arborvita Belanca site. This site does meet a need of 45 cars in the short and medium terms, and ultimately an expansion capability of up to 70 cars in the long term. It is compatible with the surrounding area in an industrial zone with buffer industrial uses. There are, because the parcels are much smaller, the relocation issues are much more manageable, and the environmental impacts are mitigable. Following a selection by the board, the selection by the board will be incorporated into the final EIS EIR, right now planned for public release in June, with an adoption of the project in July and a target of a FTA record of decision in September. In order to support those milestones, we have been beginning and continuing with preliminary engineering activities, and those designs are reflected in the final EIS. And that concludes my presentation.
Thank you. Do you have any questions? Apparently not. Public comment, Damian Goodman. Damian? All right, apparently there's no public comment. Mr. Safer, I'm going to ask a question. I don't know whether or not we have a third member for a quorum. I know that we can't take any action if we don't have a quorum.
Correct.
So, unless we can...
Mark will be here. Is this just a press conference?
Well, we can't take any action. No. We're just the two of us. We know how long he'll be with this press conference? Well, I don't see any of them. That's why I became a little frustrated. That's correct, and we can do that as well. I'm just cognizant that we have several other items here, and I don't want to have to go through this every time. If we're not going to have a quorum, then it's silly for us to all sit here. That's all I'm looking for. So, if there are no objections, we will do that with this item. But I prefer not to take up any other items until I know we have someone here who can help us act on it. So we'll take a short break. Press conference. And I apologize for the inconvenience, but we will wait for our third member.
Turn your mic on, please.
My mic is on. So, best I can do, I got the red light mic's on.
Put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Not over here.
Madam.
Did you want us to review that? You weren't here when we took the input, so we moved it on.
Right. As seconded, and didn't have the requisite votes to move it forward, but it was moved and seconded. Correct?
No, sir. What we did with the item two was move it onto the board without recommendation.
Item three?
The item adopting the Arborvitae Belanca. Item three was moved on, yes, at some time. We also took care of item two while you were out. was moved forward without recommendation because there were only two of us.
All right, but I'm prepared to support it going forward.
I understand that, and you can do that at the meeting. We took care of the item while you were taking care of your business.
Well, let me have a roll call on the sentiment of the people who are. Is there a divided?
There's no division, I don't think, on the item. The issue is...
If there are three people here who are supportive of it, if there are, Madam Chair, if there are.
I am supportive of it. I don't know what supervisors...
Yes.
Yes, I...
So I move reconsideration so that we can dispose of the item.
That's fine. If with no objections, we will forward the item to the board with a recommendation.
Yes.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now can we move on to the next item, and will you be able to be here for the whole time?
No. If you would permit me to do so, I'd like to compliment the staff on the work they did on this.
Absolutely.
Is that acceptable?
I'm delighted any time the staff's complimented.
You know, a lot of work was done to try to reach consensus on an acceptable location, and I just simply want to note that such was accomplished for the record, and I'm pleased that we can unanimously as a committee move it forward for the board consideration, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Item number four.
Yes, item number four, we're asking the committee to authorize and the board to authorize the CEO to award and execute a firm fixed price contract with KOA Corporation in the amount of $4.1 million to complete the alternatives analysis and draft environmental document and conceptual engineering for the Van Nuys Rapidway project. This project is part of the Measure R East San Fernando Valley North-South project. We're also asking you to approve contract modification authority up to 20% of the contract value. Additionally, Metro was awarded $743,000 in a federal earmark, which we've worked with the City of Los Angeles to identify a project on Reseda Boulevard for the installation of pedestrian lighting. We're asking you to authorize us to negotiate and execute a pass-through agreement with the City of Los Angeles to do the design and installation of the pedestrian lights. The City will provide the matching funds for the grant, and City Council took action to approve the pass-through agreement at their March 28th meeting. I have Walt Davis here, our project manager, who's available to answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions of the staff? I have public input, Kimberly Richards.
Thank you, Madam Chair, directors. Now, this is something I can comment on. It's within the scope of what I do here. As far as the Reseda Boulevard corridor, it is one of the key corridors within the San Fernando Valley. It has a large amount of ridership to and from Cal State Northridge. And, of course, some of these students are out there until late at night because they have evening classes or they're doing research and the like. The portion of this which will be passed to the City of Los Angeles to provide additional passenger amenities, specifically lighting, I believe will be of great benefit along that corridor. And on that basis, I support this motion.
Thank you. I see that of the three of us, we have two conflicts, so we will, if there are no objections, forward this to the board without recommendation.
What?
Next item, number five.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Item number five is requesting approval to establish a life of project budget cost for four sound wall packages. This item has been presented to and approved by the Planning and Programming Committee as well as Construction Committee. Unless you need a presentation, we request your approval.
Questions from the board? I do have, thank you. I do have a comment. Allie. Is it ALTA? Altauer from TBAC?
That's him. He's here earlier.
Okay, I understand he was here earlier but is no longer here. One more time. Ollie from TBAC?
Madam Chair, I should just note that at the previous committee he spoke and the chair of the board asked him to submit written material, written comments on the DVE program before the board meeting, and he pledged to do so.
Okay. Is there no objections? We will. What is the pleasure of the committee?
Move it.
Okay. Well, second, no objections. We'll move forward. Thank you. Item number 6. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, committee members. Ernesto Chavez with the Highway Program in for John Grace. This is an action item to approve $14.1 million in Measure R funds for design and construction of roadway improvements adjacent to the I-5 project, and also to authorize the CEO to enter in an MOU with the I-5 JPA to implement the project. Close to a year ago, Metro approved the first phase of pre-construction mitigations for the first segment of the I-5 project. These projects help mitigate the traffic impacts from construction and include local roadway rehabilitation, signal upgrades, and median reconstructions. This initiative has been very successful. The phase one mitigation projects are now being constructed and are expected to come under budget. We are now looking to fund the second and final phase of pre-construction mitigations for the remaining segments of the project from the Carmenita interchange to the I-605 interchange. This will include projects in Downey, La Mirada, Norwalk, Santa Fe Springs.
Madam Chair.
Any objections? So ordered. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What a good job. You got a unanimous vote real easy.
And you didn't have to go through the whole thing,
right? That's
right. Next item on the agenda number 8. Number 7, I'm sorry. Are you here for number 7? Because I should have called 7.
Thank you.
But before we do that, Dr. Williams, yes, I'm sorry. See how easily I get confused. Dr. Williams wanted to speak, and I know you'll be glad to hear what he has to say on item number 6. Okay.
Dr. Clyde Williams. I-5, is this a betterment for the cities? Why? We're kind of interested because this sets a precedent that you can have betterments before the project actually starts. It looks like it's a good reason, but there's usually, in mitigation, there's usually mitigation, monitoring, and reporting. We'd like to have a monitoring of the traffic before and after the betterments, before and after the project is underway on I-5, so that we can see how much traffic remains on these betterments. So it would appear to be a extra benefit to the various communities. Only $14 million. Thank you.
Thank you. No objections. We'll receive and file. Next item is number 8. Number 7, I'm sorry. Keep me straight. 6 was there, now we're at 7.
6 was approved by the committee, though.
Yep.
Good afternoon. What you have before you is a receive and file on the status of the 8th grade separation program. It's a two-phase program that eliminates 22 railroad crossings in San Gabriel Valley. 8 projects are under phase 1, 8 are under phase 2. 7 of the 8 projects in phase 1 have been completed. Construction on the last project, Baldwin Avenue grade separation, will be starting in this summer, around July. Regarding phase 2, construction of the San Gabriel Trench, that is the only project that is partially funded with Measure R funds, is scheduled to begin around this fall. The remaining projects under phase 2 are in various design and planning stages.
Any questions? To receive and file, so ordered. As soon as we hear from Evelyn Alexander, I'm sorry, next to be followed by Greg Whitman.
Madam Chair, Evelyn Alexander, I'm actually here for item number 7 in the Operations Committee.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
What about Mr. Whitman? Are you here for this one or Operations? Greg Whitman, Jonah Schwartz,
Okay.
Are you here for operations or for Measure R?
Operations? Okay. I think we're all operations. The next one is Allison Mc... Okay. So, as we said, receiving file. Next item on the agenda.
Number 8, good afternoon, Madam Chair. This is a receiving file report on the I-5 node capacity enhancement from Route 14 up to the Kern County line. Currently, we have two MOUs with Caltrans, and one is to allocate $56 million major R funds to match state SHOP funds, $75 million. And we're moving ahead with the MOU right now. The design has been complete, so we expect that the MOU will be executed in the summer and the construction can begin. The second second MOU is deal with the HOV design, which we allocate $38 million major R funds to Caltrans for them to start the design soon in the summer as well. That concludes the report.
Thank you. Any questions? We have two folks who would like to speak, Dr. Clyde Williams, to be followed by Sam Perdomo. So I even got you on the right one this time.
Yep. Thank you. Dr. Clyde Williams, El Sereno, also speaking for Stop the 710. We're quite interested in the truck lanes because we're anticipating that those truck lanes will be used heavily. And the question is, where do those trucks come from? We're looking at I-5 North, I-5 South. How about I-5 Central? Whatever happened to the section from the 605 to the 134? We anticipate that that is part of a larger scheme to have an HOV, HOT, and or truck lanes all the way from Orange County to Kern County. So we're quite interested in the completion of this and how it will be affecting the rest of the I-5 corridor. Thank you.
Mr. Perdomo, is that correct?
Yes, Madam Chair, I apologize. My request to speak was for the Operations Committee.
Okay. That's all right. We're happy to have you here in any case. Item on the agenda.
Number 9 is also a receiving file report. This is for State Route 138. Currently, Phase 1, segments 5 and 12 will be under construction soon, and then we will start to do the Phase 2 design, which involves segments 1, 9, and 13, and we're going to start design soon in the summer.
Thank you. I have no request to speak. Are there any questions? No objections. We'll receive and file that as well. Next item on the agenda, number 10.
Madam Chair, committee members, Ernesto Chavez. This is a receiving file on the status of the 710 South Early Action Projects. We're working with the 710 Technical Advisory Committee, the TAC, and the Policy Level Project Committee to identify and prioritize early action projects along the corridor that could be funded through this Measure R allocation. The two committees are developing a list that could be of projects that could be constructed ahead of the larger project because, one, they have independent utility, two, they require minimal environmental clearance, and three, they're compatible with the ultimate footprint of the project. For example, sound walls, local interchanges, ramps, or intersections adjacent to the freeway. By the end of the year, we expect to have a list of priority projects that we can begin to fund. In the meantime, the TAC and the project committee have recommended that sound walls be prioritized because of their low cost and because they would fulfill a very immediate need in some parts of the corridor. To this end, we're going to be conducting a feasibility study to determine which sound walls could be built now and in a way that's compatible with the ultimate project, in essence, so that we don't create throwaway projects. Sound wall projects that prove to be feasible could be then advanced to final design. We're getting ready to release the RFP for this feasibility study, and our target is next week for the release of the RFP. I'm glad to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions? No objections. We'll receive and file.
Thank you.
Next item, number 11.
Number 11 has been deferred to May.
Ah, it's been withdrawn. Okay. Is number 12 good? Number 12.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. The item before you is in response to a request from Director Ridley Thomas at the January board to come back to the board with corrective actions based upon the findings of the Management Audit Service report on non-competitive single source and single bids. The report in Appendix A shows you the status of those corrective actions in the table and also in the footnotes. Appendix B is our input to corrective actions that we have taken in the procurement process, both in the current year and the proposed next fiscal year, to streamline the process. That's concludes my report. If there are any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Thank you. Yes, sir?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to note the fact that this is a matter that the CEO, for one, has been concerned about. Having been relatively new, there has been and continues to be a need to take a close look at past practices. In other words, these matters that are sometimes scheduled as receive and file items are substantive, and they reflect a fair amount of work that has been done by the staff to keep us on track with respect to transparency, with respect to competitive bid processes, etc. And I know, Madam Chair, that's a concern that you have had as well, as we've discussed it periodically over the past several months. And so I'm pleased that this work continues to be done. It is important because if we take our eye off this, I can assure you things that we don't wish to be done will be done, and we will be rubber stamping things in a way that won't hold up in the light of day.
Thank you so much. Very articulate, and I appreciate that because I'm not always that way. objections, we'll receive and file. And I believe that concludes, right? Public comment. I would love to have public comment. Thank you. And I have two public comments, one from John Walsh and one from Dr. Clyde Williams. So please come forward.
Maybe Mr. Ridley Thomas is busy, but yesterday at the meeting where they were attempting to eminent domain property for the Crenshaw Line, racist Zev Yaroslavsky, you can tell he's out to get you. He's out to get the black line in favor of the Jewish line. And I never thought I'd live to see the day where black politicians, I am speaking under the First Amendment. I'm talking about land acquisitions. You want to have me arrested for saying that I consider the policies of this agency racist? Okay, if now I'm to the farther to the left than anybody else, and I'm telling you, he's out to destroy the Crenshaw Line. I've seen it. I'm a Jew, and I'm telling you, go listen to the tape. He's asking them the names of the companies. He's trying to investigate, because it's Jew versus black, and everybody knows it.
Mr. Walsh.
And I'm on the black side. And there isn't one person here's going to say anything other than that is a racist.
Mr. Walsh. Dr. Williams.
Hard to follow. Dr. Clyde Williams, El Sereno, what are we here for? Measure R. Measure R for transit, get everybody on rail. What? Why? Because I sat at the bus stop for bus 78 and 79, and I watch everyone going by to downtown. 40,000 cars a day on Huntington Drive. 5% at most are taking their children to El Sereno High School and surrounding areas. The rest are going into downtown. The only reason why bus 78 and 79 are productive is that they pick up passengers in El Sereno who pay the same as those in Alhambra or Monrovia. So what we're quite concerned about is we don't have access to rail along Huntington Drive. It's the Huntington Freeway. Maybe we need more rail in Northeast LA. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. Mr. Walsh, I'm sorry, Dr. Williams. I believe nothing else to come. We have a CEO report.
Madam, I'll skip that in the interest of time.
Thank you. We have another meeting coming up. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for your attention.